We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school cross country, Exira EHK cross country, as the Spartans getting ready to start their season. Head coach Kevin Brown joins me now. And coach, how do you feel about your team? Looks like your first meet of the night, Thursday night against West Central Valley.
Yeah, we're excited. We put a lot of miles on this summer with our summer running program. We return a strong core on both sides. We're looking for some good improvement, and West Central Valley is a good time to run.
Very good. So let's talk about the boys first. And so who do you see leading your team this year? Probably going to be Austin Rasmussen. He has a lot of experience running from a year ago.
Yeah, Austin is our lone state qualifier last year. It was his first time qualifying. We saw lots of improvement throughout last year. We saw big growth physically. Also mentally, he's just a smart runner. He can probably be a coach someday when he graduates and he moves on. He's just so intelligent with his running. We're looking for him to do some big things, not only to get to state this year, but hopefully be in the top 10. He has the ability to do that, and he's putting in the work. It's been amazing to see how much improvement he does each week as it progresses. We also return Carter Wieman, Ben Baggett. They're both seniors, both leaders. We also have Josiah King. He's also a junior, and Jacob Porter, he's a freshman.
What do you like about just some of those other kids running behind Austin?
Yeah, we have a strong core. I'd say some role players, as you would say. They're really good with training with Austin on the easy runs. Once it comes to workouts, Austin kind of does his thing, and the rest, they're looking to improve in PR each race. I kind of focus on more on PRs on the second down, just because they're kind of spread out, and it's fun to see how they improve in each race instead of overall PR.
And how many total seniors are on the team this year?
Oh yeah, we have three boy seniors.
Okay, so there's Austin, and tell me more about, I think Carter and Ben are seniors. Tell me more about them, what you see from them.
Yeah, we have Carter Wieman. He's been running for 5 years now, since eighth grade. He's grown a lot physically. He's grown a lot of inches over the last few summers. So he's long, lanky, has long strides. I can see him running a personal best on every course he runs this year. We also have returning senior Ben Baggett. This is his third year running with us. We can see much improvement with Ben. Just being consistent running every day has helped him a lot.
Very good. And so what are just overall expectations for this boys team? Obviously, we talked about Austin and what your goals there. But as a team, what do you think they can achieve?
Yeah, I think they can do some big things. Like I said, I'm huge on personal improvement each race and each course. Each kid has a lot of potential. They're just good kids to hang out with. They're good people. So it's fun just to go to practice every day and go to meets and see them grow physically and mentally as well, turn into adults. And I expect good things out of the core. Obviously, Austin's the leader, and he's showing it as team captain, and he's pushing the guys. Doesn't matter if they're number one or number five on the boys team.
How about on the girls' side? What do you see there to start the year?
Yeah, we have Michelle Wilson. She's a junior. She qualified for state a couple years ago. She missed it last year. Her goals are to get back to Fort Dodge this year. She's our captain. She's our leader. We also have Caitlin Christensen. She's another junior. And Leah Boyson, she's a junior as well. And then we have Olivia Polberg, and she's a freshman. She's a track star in the junior high side that from last year, and we're excited to see what she could do in high school cross country.
What's that like just with not having a senior coming into the year and having some juniors kind of lead the way?
It's different. I'm used to having a senior girl lead the team. So it's a little different. They're very experienced. Most of these girls have been running since their seventh grade year. So it's not like it's the first time they're running. They're all leaders in their own ways. And it's fun to come to practice. I know we don't have a full scoring five girls, but the four girls that have coming out, they're really good people as well. And I just love having them on the team.
What have you seen from Michelle early on in practice, and what she has to do this year to get back to Fort Dodge?
Yeah, Michelle just has to continue improving. She has to worry about herself and what she can control, which is her training and her racing techniques. She just has to have a positive mindset throughout the season. She can get back to state. She's just going to have to work really, really hard in the next few weeks to get back to where she was a few years ago. So she's just going to have to put the time and effort in, and I'm hoping she can get back there.
And what do you have after those juniors there on the girls' side?
After Leah and Caitlin, we have the freshman Olivia Polberg, obviously, and then we have a really strong core of junior high middle school girls coming through. We have Skylar Rasmussen and Lexi Brown on the girls' side. They're eighth graders, and I can see them being state qualifiers by next year. So I know it's hard to see into the future, but I feel like we're just one step away, one year away, to being really, really strong contenders for a state qualifying team.
So it's just exciting to see a young team and how they develop over time. I always interested, it doesn't matter what sport it is, whether it be cross country, whether it be football, whether it be whatever. And it's going to be exciting to see what these girls could do. What do you think they can achieve this year and what they're shooting for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see out of the clarity that Michelle can qualify for state and Austin can qualify for state and a team can possibly qualify next year. It's a little out of the reach with only four girls. We technically can't qualify as a team this year on the girls side, but I'm excited to see, I mean, as a core, our whole team, junior high all the way to high school, we run together, we train together. So it's fun to push each other, even if we're not in the same races. There's little specific goals we all have. We come to the team meeting and we talk about our individual goals, and the overall goal is to get to Fort Dodge. So we're going to be working in the next few years to get some more girls and boys there and hopefully bring some more kids to Fort Dodge.
And what do you expect from the competition in Stewart on your opener?
Yeah, as I started looking at some of the teams that are going to be there, seeing a team like Creston come with a couple boys that can break 17, that's kind of eye-opening to right off the bat. Also, there's the top-ranked Earlham boy that's going to be in that race as well. So on the boys side, it's going to be a very fast race, which will hopefully push Austin to go out a little harder and maintain. And he ran one of his fastest times on this West Central Valley course last year, so I don't expect anything different from him. And on the girls side, there's ranked girls up and down that list. A lot of good girls coming out for the meet tomorrow. So I'm just hoping, that the girls can PR if they ran the course before.
Well, a good start to the season, hopefully in store for you Thursday night. And then you head to Trainer for a meet following Tuesday, September 9th. Coach, really appreciate your time and certainly best of luck on the course this year. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks a lot, bud.
Kevin Brown, head coach for Xyria HK Cross Country, with us here on KSOM.